The way it's written, he used to say Hashem's name, and we're not allowed to do that. We'll soon see. So the question is, if so, how did the Chanina ben Sharadya do such a chet? It's not Veira. These are from the people that do not have a portion in Olam Habo. So some of it says Torah was not given from Shemayim. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah the parsha of Tchias HaMesim. And Abishol Oimer, Afahoyges Hashem B'yos Yosef. Whoever pronounces the Shem HaMeferish, he would take Hashem's name and say it out the way it's written. That's terrible chet. You're like the Mavaz Hashem, you're taking Hashem's name and you start throwing it out. It's a terrible chet. Says, so how could Rav Chanina ben Sharadyan do such a chet like this? So Marin says, L'slamid of it. He only did it to learn how to say it, but not to really stop saying Hashem's name in vain. He was only doing it l'slamid, to teach, to learn himself how to. Who could attain like we learned? Loisalamed lasoi. She's not allowed to learn to do. If you want to do the chatoim, but avol atolom adlohavin l'horis. You're allowed to learn these things. Time to know how to. So he was just learning, like susi the chet. He was time learning how to say the oisius, but not that he really wanted to say Hashem's name like in vain. So Mor says, if so, elamaitaima ionish. How come he was punished then? If he's allowed to do this, what was his? Why was he punished? So Mor says, Mishum Hoiges Hashem Vahesia. He was doing it for Vahesia. He did it openly. He should have done it privately. If you want to teach yourself how to say Hashem's name, L'Islam made it smuto, but that you have to do with Sinner, not for Vahesia. Or else he said, his great Madrega, like Hashem says, the Mia Taprashi, of Mila Kodeshborko, Medaktik, and Matsadikim, Kuchot Hasara. Fafil L'Islam made Yeshlochus, Lachobet Arav. The Krod L'Islam made Lassas, Mila Chronisi. Should have done it something else. So it could be Rashi doesn't have Al-Gis in the Gemara. Al-Gemara says the Chet was a Zom Fahesia. According to Rashi, the Chet Mashmu was Tam. He shouldn't have done this, even though there's a Hetta too, yeah. But an Odom Choshev shouldn't have been speaking out Hashem's name. That's why the kids say he was Nitta, the Gzer upon him was to be killed with Sreifa. And that's why he knew he would not be saved. Mashmi knew he deserved it. The Alishtoi Lariga's wife had exhorted him to be killed. What did she do wrong? The Loi Micha Bo. She did not stop him. It was a complaint against him. She should have stopped him. Mikanamra, from here we learn that Kol Mishiyesh B'yod Limchas. Anybody that has the possibility to stop somebody, Masha B'chanina's wife, if she would have told him to stop, he would have listened to her. So she had the possibility to stop him, and she did not. V'yayna Moicha is Nemeshalov. She also gets punished for the same chet. The Alvito Elisha Bekupashal Zoinus, who was exiled in on his daughter, has to become a Zoinus. She's have to sit in the Romans' Zoinus house. So why? The Yomer Reb Yechanan, Tamachas, it once happened, that Hoysabito in Malechas Lefne Gedel Aroimi, the Chanina Ben Shradjin's daughter, was once walking in front of the high Romans, Omru, and they praised her. They said back to her, Kamen Noyus, Pesiyasov Shariba Zu, how nice her footsteps are. She was walking very nicely. The Romans comment, how nice she's walking. And Miyad, right away, what she did back was, Digdok Fisiyaseho, she even walked nicer. So kids, because of this, that she acknowledged what the men are looking at her, and she made the men even look more at her, because of that, she had this punishment, she was put to Kupa Shalzonis. And Vahainu Diyomar and Mishim Ben Lokish, Majik said, what does the Pasuk say? Avoina Keva Yisabuni, the oven of my heels will surround me. That means, the people just trample over them with the heels. It means nothing to them on this world. You have to know they're not lost. They will come to you. He wrote this. The was a simple aver. It wasn't so bad what she did. Now, when all three, Chanina with his wife and his daughter, left the judge, they all gave praises to Hashem. They accepted upon themselves the judgment like what Hashem gave them. Hu amar, Chanina said, Hatsur tamim poloi. And Vishtai, his wife, said, Amr, she said, Ke lamuna v'yeinovil. Bita yomro, gidur lo'etzav rav olilo, asher enecha pekuchay, sakol darkei. These are three psukim that we say by Tzidik Hadin, somebody's mace. And Omer Rebbe, Kama Gedolim Tzidikim Halolu, how great these Tzidikim were, like they accepted what Hashem did to them. They had no complaints. שנזדמנו להן שלוש מקרויס של צדיק הדין. These are three psukim that were supposed to say by צדיק הדין. מחמון, if somebody dies, we accept upon ourselves the judgment of Hashem. בשעת צדיק הדין, at the right time, as soon as they had the judgment, they did not rebel and feel bad against Hashem, but rather they accepted it. They said these psukim, they're accepting the judgment from Hashem. Tana Rabbanan writes to learn like this. Kishachol Reb Yosi ben Kisma, when Reb Yosi ben Kisma became ill, so Holach Reb Chanina ben Tradion Lavakron, Chanina ben Tradion came to visit him. This was before his judgment. So Omar Loi Chanina Achai. So Reb Yosi ben Kisma said to Chanina, Chanina, my brother, Iyata Yedeya, do not you know Shuma Zu Min Hashemayim, that these Romans, they have Atzlochas Min Hashemayim that they hear. Hamlichu, according to Shemayim, they put them to rule over us. Why? Shechribu as Beisoy. They did terrible things. They destroyed our Beis Hamikdash. V'sarfa Secholah, they burnt down the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'horgu as Chasidov, they wiped out the Chasidim of Klal Yisrael. V'yovda as Tuvyov, they wiped out the best ones of us. And V'yadayim Hikayam, they're still around. How could that be? It must be, it was Gzeira, Min HaShemayim, that they should do these punishments to us. If so, you have to be careful from them. You have to have Mara Malchus. It's Pekuach Nefesh here. If so, I don't like what I hear about you. I hear about you, Chanina ben Tradion, that you're learning Torah Barabim. It's not right. The Malchus will come and kill you. You have no chiyah to do this. And you also have a Sefer Torah on your lap, like we'll soon see. When they burnt him with the Sefer Torah. So watch yourself. My Lord, Chanina answered back and said, listen, I'm not afraid. Hashem will have Rachmanis on me. I'm learning his Torah. That's what he answered back to the Romans. I'm learning the Torah the way Hashem told me. I'm not afraid of them. But my Lord, the Rebbe said back to him, no, you're wrong. My Lord, I'm telling you things, Shotam. I'm telling you reason. And you're stop saying to Hashemayim, they're going to give you Rachmanis on you. You're not supposed to talk that way. I'm talking practically. Practically talking, you're going to be killed for what you're doing. And don't give me your Bissamech on an S. Ain't Samech on an S. Teimani, I wonder upon you, Im lo yisrufu oischo, via Sefer Torah v'yesh, because then I can end up the Romans to burn you with the Sefer Torah. So I don't know, for some reason, Masha B'chanina did not accept this. Maybe B'chanina knew that anyway there was a gzar upon him to be killed min HaShemayim because of the other chatzorim that he had. Therefore he figured, I might as well do both already. He figured he won't be able to be saved anyway. So Omar Loi still, B'chanina said to his Rebbe, Omar Loi Rebbe, Ma ani l'chayel l'mabo. B'chanina ben Tradion asked his Rebbe, this was, Reb Yosi ben Kisma, he asked him, will I be zeichut her l'mabo? Ma ani l'chayel l'mabo? Would I be zeichut her l'mabo? Is Omar Loi, they said back to him, I don't know, let me hear, klum maisa boli yotcho. Let me hear if you did any actions, let me hear if you're a tzaddik or not, tell me something you did, and I'll see if you're ben l'mabo or not. Even though this is the famous Chanina ben Tradion, the Gemara says, the Chanina b'ni, daya b'kav chitim, yerashav zav shabbos, he was mizan the whole world. The whole world was in existence because of Chanina ben Tradion. So he was a great person. Still, lots of the kids said, I'm not sure, let me hear something you did. Omaloi said back to him, Moyesha Purim is chalfali, the mice before, I once collected money for Purim, and that money got mixed up with the other tzedakah, the Moyesha tzedakah, v'chilaktim l'aniyim. And I gave out the money of Purim to Stam the Aniyim, and what I did was, I paid it back from my own pocket. So that's what I did. So Amalur, his Rebbe said back to him, for this simple action, I see that you're a Ben Olam Haba, and Michalkecha Yelchalki. Your Chalik, I should be part of your Chalik, or Migarocha Yehegaroli. Then your girl should be mine. So Rashi says, Hoyel Vayisi Vachim Lamaynach. Since you're easy going with your money, you didn't hold back the money, but rather you gave it out freely, that's a tremendous midah. There's a famous Rambam here, I think the Pirush of Masnayis even, like he asked the question, what's going on here? He wants our Chanina ben Tradion, you a Ben Olam Haba. What's the Sosik? Of course he is. And he answered him back, a simple mindset, he once gave Sukkah from his own pocket, that's all he has to say. He should answer back, I learned called Tarakula, Gemara, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Tesefta, Agoda, he knew everything. That's the only answer he has back that I once gave money from my own pocket of tzaddikim. So Ram says, the Pshat really says at the end of the last Mishnah in Makis, that Moshe Kodesh Baruch Hu is Yisrael, the Zikir Belam Torah Mitzvahs.
Hashem gave us more mitzvahs. The Pshat is Rambam learns if a Jew takes any one mitzvah and does it mamash b'shleimus, clearly l'shmo l'shem shemayim, from any one mitzvah you can be zecha to olam haba. The question is, a lot of times we do mitzvahs but not totally l'shem shemayim. We have our own incense, we have our own reasons why we're doing them. If a person does even one mitzvah of mamash l'shem shemayim 100%, he'll be zecha to olam haba. So that was the question Rav Loz was saying. I know you're a great Talmud Chacham. I know you did Kol Torah Kula. I know you learned everything. But I don't know if it was done totally l'shmo. Maybe you had some other reasons why you're doing everything. Maybe you want to be called a big rabbi. Maybe you want to be famous, this, that. I'm not sure if it was done totally l'shmo. So he told him over a simple action that he did. This action here was not any respect. He didn't get any covet for it. He didn't get any gratitude for it. Time you did it l'shmo. So this, from this one small action, I see now that most probably all the mitzvahs you did was totally l'shmo for Hashem's sake, not for your own gain. If so, then I could say upon you, you're a ben olam haba.
Yeah. Omer was said, l'hoi yom ha'at, we didn't take too much longer, ad she'niftaro Reb Yosef Mikisma. Reb Yosef Mikisma was nifta. And what happened was, all the great Romans, well, he was famous by the Romans also, they also went to speak with him. So all the great Romans went, Lekovra, to bury him. Vespidu, they also went to Hespedim. Hesped Godel, maybe they also said eulogies there. Well, because Rostam, when all the Romans came back, Matsul, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. This was a downfall. Now by coming back, they found Chanina ben Tradion sitting there learning Torah. Shor Yoshev Yosef HaTorah, Michael Kilos Rabin. He had great yeshivas there. He was learning with a lot of talmidim. The Sefer Torah Munech Lo Bechaykoi. And he had a Sefer Torah with him. Mashmi did not listen to his Rebbe before. So what happened was, the Romans caught him now, and every you, they brought him a Korchu B'Sefer Torah. They wrapped the Sefer Torah around his body. And the Kifuhu, they also surrounded him, the Chavle Simuris, with pieces of wool. The Yetzisa Ben Esor, they lit it on fire. The Avil Svugim Shotsemer, the Chavil Shotsemeris, the Chavil Shotsemeris, that's twigs. They brought twigs there to start the fire. And now the Avil Svugim Shotsemer, they brought sponges of wool. The Shorim Bamai, they soaked it in water. The Nicholib, they put it upon his heart. Kadesh Vatetsu Nishmasim Eri, shouldn't die so fast. They wanted to torture him. That's what the Romans did to Chanina ben Tradion. Omroloi Bitoi. So his daughter said to him, Abba, Erecha Bekach, like, oi, I have to see you this way. So Omroloi sends it back again. No, he was still stuck. El Moli, I need this Rafti Levadi. If I would be burnt up myself, Hoyadab Koshali, it would bother me a lot. I'd be afraid of killing me. But Achshuv now, Shani Nisra for Sefer Torah in me, that Sefer Torah is being burnt with me, so Misha Mavakesh Alabainish of Sefer Torah, who Yavakesh Alabaini, whoever will take care of the covet of Torah like Hashem, that sees that his Sefer Torah is burning, he must feel bad. Hashem for sure is going to have Rachmanis upon me also, Hashem will feel bad for me also. So again, he was attached to the Torah, but the Torah was there with him, it didn't bother him. Or Meloy Tamidim, his Tamidim Sefer Chanina, listen, Revi, Ma Taraya, what do you see right now? Omalem, I see like this. Gilyon Nisrofim, true. The Gilyon, the paper of the Sefer Torah is being burnt. But the Vasiyoyis, the letters, Porchos, are flying out. Meaning to say, even though they're burning this Sefer Torah, what the Torah did for me, the limit of it is going with me. That's not in vain. The Yosiyos are going with me. That's not in vain. So Tamidim said to him, listen, Rebbe, Ah Atop, Sach Picho, Vatikones, Bochesh, open your mouth and let the fire go in, you'll die faster. What are you torturing? So much torture. Open your mouth. Or Malemi said, no, Mutov, Sheitlenu Misha Nosnu, let a Kodesh Baruch Hu take me away, V'al Yechbol Hu Biatzmai, not to do any harm to himself. If he would open his mouth, he figured that way, he is like causing his Misha to come closer. So he figured that's not right. So he didn't want to open up his mouth. Omaloi Kasanuri, one Roman policeman there said, Rebbe, Imani Marba Bishalevis, if I make the fire hotter, Vonoito Svukishal Sema Mialipchen, I'll take away this wet cotton, the wet wool from your heart. In other words, you'll be able to die faster. Atamivien Lachelum Abo, will you promise, will you bring me to Elam Abo? Omaloi Hain, he said yes. Hashvili, swear to me, Nishvila, he swore to him. Miyad, right away, here Babashlevis, this Roman policeman, put more fire there. Venoto Svugim Shotsema took off the wet wool. Mialiboy and Yotza Nishmosa Bimheira. And right away, Rav Chanina Matradim was Nifta. And Afu, this Roman also, Kofat jumped right in. Venoto Techor, he fell into the fire also. And Yotza Basko came out, the armor and said, Rav Chanina Ben Tradion, Bekastanira, Mizumonim Hen Lechalim Abo. They'll both be zeichet elam abo. In other words, this Roman had a hira tshuva. Like when he first agreed to help him out, because he was makir the Jews, and he wanted to be nice to him. And his thoughts went so far that he was meis nefesh for this. So for this, he was zeichet elam abo. And this again, the meis before, boch Rebbe cried out again. The Yomid said again, yesh kam olam b'sho achas. Some people are zeichet to get olam hab in 1 second, but v'yesh kon olam b'kama shonim. Some people take a whole lifetime till they get the olam hab. Now, Bruria, she was the veisud Rabbi Meir. Bruria, famous Bruria, she was Rabbi Meir's wife. Brate, the Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, she was a different, another daughter from Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. So a heavy. So Amr, she said to her husband. So Bruria said to Rabbi Meir, Zila b'mis, it bothers me a lot. The yosva achasoi b'kupah shel zaynus. It bothers me a lot that my sister is still in the zayn, in the house of the zaynus by the Romans. As the mice before, that was her gzardin, that she was taken to become a zayna by the Romans. So she complained to Rabbi Meir, "It's enough. I want you to go free her. Do some type of a nest and free her." What happened was Shoko Taka with the dinra. I know she got this money together, but she gave Rav Meir a large sum of money. The Yosli, and he went. Omar, Rav Meir set himself like this. If she did not do any znus, any aver, all this time she was by the Romans, Miseva Nisa, then must probably a nest would happen, and I'll be able to save her. And the Yosli Surah, but if she did have znus, if she lived with the Romans, then no nest would happen, I won't be able to save her. Okay, the wife was masking to this. So Rav Meir was on his way. Ozal, he went, Nokat Nafshei, Kechad Pasha. He dressed up like one Roman, he dressed up there. Omalor, and he said to her, he went to his sister-in-law, and he said to her, Shminali, like, I want to live with you. He appeared like a Roman, and he said, I want to have bliss with you. Omalor, she answered back and said, listen, I'm a needy right now, I'm not fit right now, it's not a right good time now. Omalor, he said to her, okay, Miss Rachna, I'm in no big rush, I'll wait a few days if you want. I'll wait a few days, I'm in no rush. Omalor, she said to him, listen, Nefishin Tuva, there are a lot of other Zionists around. V'ika Tuva Hocha, Tishapir Minoi, there are plenty of other pretty ladies around that are nicer than me. What are you wasting time with me for? Go and find another one. That's what she answered him. Says so, Omar Ramey said to himself, Shmamin, if Mira, you understand, La Yaldi Surah, that she did not live with any men yet. And what the story was, called the Yossi, any man that came to her, Omar Lehochi, this was her answer back. This was a standard answer. I'm not fit right now. You wait for me. You're wasting your time. Go to a prettier one. So Kitzra Meir saw that she did not do any chatoyim yet. So now Meir saw fit to save her, and most probably that's what happened. What happened was, also Lagabi Shomer Didor. So Meir went to the watchman over her. Omalei said to listen, Hovan Ali, give me this girl. I want her. Omalei, so the watchman said, Mr. Finna Minachusa, I'm afraid of the king. The king will kill me for this. Omalei, listen. Shaka Taka with the dinya, I'm giving you now a pile of money here. A palga polach, half of it to keep for yourself, and palga polach, half of it used to pay off, bribe the Romans. When the government comes to you, pay them off with a little bit of money, they'll leave you alone. Oh, palga evilach, and half should be for you, so you'll gain and you'll be freed. Gvaltik. Omalei said back to him, the Roman, but the chishalmo my evit, I'll bribe them a certain amount of time, but eventually it's going to be written down in the book that I did something wrong. When I have no more money, they'll kill me then. My Yevon, what should I do? So Amalei Ramei said to him like this, Ema, whenever you get into trouble, just like this, Elohor de Meir Anino, the God of Meir should answer me, O Metzalach, and he'll protect you, be saved. That's what Ramei told the Roman. Amalei, the Roman says good, very good. Mi Yema de Hachi Ika.